Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Got Dr. Harvey K joining me next at 3:30. You could sneak a phone call in between now and then at 844-967-2789. But Fancy Brian, I don't know if you'd seen the breaking news. Donald Trump was in an airplane this weekend, did a big rally in New Orleans, flew out Saturday night, got over at the Caribbean, you know, out over the ocean, and the airplane lost an engine.
Wow.
Blew an engine and had to turn around and fly back to New Orleans and hope to make it back to the airport. And I can tell you only one thing for sure. Donald Trump crapped his pants.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. You know he did. You know, and I've always suspected the man wore Depends. You know he crapped his Depends.
I got to tell you, like, those type of things generally have some sort of change on people. But then again, you have to be the kind of person who's receptive to things like, you know, empathetic feelings and emotions besides things that go through yourself.
Well, this news, this reporting, it was broken at first by the Washington Post. Breaking news, Trump's plane loses motor out over the ocean. Now, this happened Saturday, but just becoming news today because Trump wasn't sharing. You know, perhaps the other personal embarrassment involved with that incident. But he has a message today, and we'll share it in just a minute. But I got to tell you, there were Secret Service agents on that plane, and there were staffers on that plane. And once upon a time, I was flying out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I got an airplane. And John Tesh, you know John Tesh, Entertainment Tonight guy, and
he
wrote like the Olympic music and some other various things.
If you don't like John Tesh, you actually do like John Tesh and you don't know it.
Well, he's a Renaissance man of sorts. And I see him sitting there in the first class and I'm jumping back on the plane back to Wisconsin from Myrtle Beach. Got my daughter. I think maybe the baby, my wife, the whole crew clan. We're all on the plane. And captain comes out. You know, we're dodging some thunder boomers here. So we're going to do some evasive maneuvers. Sound like a Southern captain. Yeah, it's the only Southern voice I do. So anyways, he starts doing these hard bank turns, like 45 degrees. You know, and we're turning like hard right. And then I'm looking out the windows of the plane, and there are these massive thunderheads going up, you know, I don't know, 30, 40, 50,000 feet. And there's one to the left of me, one to the right of me, another to the left. You know, and he's like, so he's like flying around. And I'm just thinking to myself, and I'm not a good flyer. But I'm thinking to myself the whole time, my entire family is going to die. And in tomorrow's paper, it's going to say, John Tesh died in an airplane accident. You know how that goes? Yeah. Like, if you're the non-famous person on the airplane?
Kind of, yeah.
And I strongly suspect, you know, the final news of Donald Trump would be, yes, he did crap his pants. I would have crapped my pants. I wouldn't even hold it against him. If I am ever on an airplane that pops a motor, last airplane I'm ever getting on.
Just like people who say, oh, if there is a situation, I'd run in there with a gun, just like that. Nobody can ever tell you what you're going to do, and you can say all you want, but unless you're actually in those situations, you have no idea what you're going to do. You have no idea how you're going to react. Even if that's why they psychologically break you down in the military to train you to be able to react in an at least an expected way.
Buddy, I was in the military.
I know, that's my point.
I would crap my pants if the plane popped a motor. But let me tell you, as this news is breaking publicly, how the former president of the United States, he has reacted, and I'd like to share it with you in the public.
I'm sure this is going to be heartfelt and amazing.
Former President Donald Trump was flying from New Orleans back to Palm Beach when he was forced to make an emergency landing. Now he's asking his supporters to send him money. In an email, supporters mere hours after the news broke on his travel issues, Trump was asking them to pay for Trump Force One. Do you remember Trump Force One? The email asks, before becoming the greatest president of all time, I traveled the country in my plane, known as Trump Force One. I have a very important update on my plane, but I need to trust that you won't share it with anyone. My team is building a brand new Trump Force One. A new plane. I hope they're mothballing that last plane. According to the email paid for by Save America JFC, the work on the plane has been under wraps. He claims that the media doesn't know about it. which is false given the reports that he purchased a new engine for the plane and that it had made an emergency landing last year in Nashville. Second emergency landing of the same plane? Trump's plane was his personal ride, likely paid for by his company, so it's unclear if the campaign PAC will be paying for the repairs.
You know,
maybe the RNC will take care of that after their legal fees.
They tried to dump the stuff that was flushed in the toilet, and it was really just all a bunch of paper that was shredded, and that was it. That's what messed it up both times.
He's flushing it up. You can't flush stuff in the airplane toilet, Trump.
He doesn't care. It's Trump. He can do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter. He bends physics. It's Trump.
Apparently, logistically, if the PAC that is seeking the money to pay for the plane, if it were to pay for the repairs, it's unclear if that means Trump organization could use it for travel. You know, it might be a conflict. The plane Trump was flying on had the emergency landing over the weekend wasn't his. It's owned by a trustee out of Utah, the Washington Post reported. Trump Force One was repaired in New York after Trump announced last May that he'd bring it back. The emergency landing in Nashville was a short stop, and it was then flown to Louisiana for other repairs. Trump isn't using it, however. Currently, I got to tell you, first thought I had, you know, Trump's on this plane. It's down a motor over the Gulf of Mexico. Doesn't it remind you of, like, the Big Bopper and Richie Valens and, you know, all the
I don't want to associate him with anybody that actually had talent. He probably grabbed for Ivanka if she was there.
I don't know how to react to that one. You know, because it's true. Come back with us. It's true. We got the finest of guests. We've got Dr. Harvey K. He will join me next. Sorry about the callers. You know, be patient or call us back. We'll try again in the next hour. You know, we got 3 hours. You can stick around. You're definitely going to want to stick around. Dr. Harvey K is next. More of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Don't Plan Crash the Plane edition.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I have no idea.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.